captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Hello, Boys Trip listeners. We want to remind you to subscribe to our daily podcast, however it is you listen to Boys Trip. Also, follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. You can even email us at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com. Thank you.
Where do we begin today? So much shit is happening.
Yeah. Tiger Woods won.
Shout out to Tiger.
Shout out to Tiger.
That's my guy.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Tiger Hood, y'all.
Finally won a tournament. It's been a long time coming.
Since how long? 2013.
God damn. 2013?
Yeah.
I don't even know what job
any tournament. Like, how many tournaments are in a year?
48.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn. So,
he whipped a lot of balls.
He won for, like, the last 700 tournaments.
Damn. Yeah.
But he won, man.
He did, man. He did. Congratulations to you, man.
Will he win a major again?
Welcome back.
If he would have won whatever the fuck the FedEx Cup is, he would have won an extra $10 million.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah. Like, he needs it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, he doesn't. It's not that important to him.
He still has endorsements, right? Like, he still gets money from Nike and all of that.
He's endorsed by Monster.
Monster?
Yeah.
He had a lot of endorsements.
Wait, the energy drink Monster?
Yeah. Like, he has off, a water man. Bottle. His water bottle is Monster. His golf bag is Monster.
Okay. But you know, if he is the headline, he's probably gonna get the for that you know company. He's probably gonna get the lion's share of money that they throw out for advertisements or on sponsors.
And he's stuff. Probably like a partial owner in Monster now,
right? Like some stake in it or something like that.
Yeah,
but he's not with the Nike. Doesn't
yeah, he's still Nike.
He's still Nike. They don't do golf clubs no more, right?
He still wears the red polo on Sundays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still got a few endorsements here and there. But, I mean, the money's still rolling in for him. So.
He's definitely still a $100 million for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And he gets appearance fees and shit like that.
So. He had to give away some money to divorce, right?
He gave up the most.
Like $300 million? Yeah.
But he's still worth because he was worth almost $1 billion when that happened. So he's still worth like
a lot.
Well over $500 million.
Yeah, I'm not going to be worried about Tiger
Woods. He'll sleep good at night. He'll be able to eat at Wendy's every now and then still.
I think he was smart this time and got like a basic girlfriend.
Oh, he's a girlfriend.
Yeah, when he won, he went over and gave her a hug, and I'm just like, yeah, that's probably the speed you need to be going now. Let's be controversy free now.
He was on those ends before. Wildin'.
Yeah.
Nah, but he went back to he's trying to be monogamous. He's trying to get back in that life, I guess.
No one who could ever take him serious though, knowing that he fucked, like, how many bitches? Like, 50? He cheated on, like, at least 50. It was a lot. It was a lot. And it was a lot of occasions that he did it. Because, you know, these golfers go on tour, like...
just randoms. Like, random cocktail waitresses and shit.
But he left a voicemail in 2009. That was not the move.
Even the text messages, though, like...
don't leave anything, man.
It's Tiger.
He wasn't used to social media back then.
That shit blew up in his fucking face.
Yeah.
I mean, he recovered, though. That
took a minute.
Yeah, I mean, the reason he doesn't have a whole lot of endorsements is his play. It's not from that. He's not still suffering from that.
Initially, at first it was, but then it was just straight up the play. Because no matter what you're going through life, there's so many celebrities or athletes that these type of things that happen. But if you are winning...
Remember he had his own Gatorade? Remember he had his own Gatorade at one point?
Really?
This is like right before that shit happened. It was Gatorade Tiger, and there was different flavors. And they took that shit off the shelf like a month after that stuff. After
golf
the
is
thing
conservative, happened. Man.
Absolutely.
Because football, we know what matter in football.
Yeah.
If it was Tom Brady, he wouldn't lose endorsements.
No, they wouldn't. He might gain endorsements.
I think that's what makes it so funny is that the fact that if somebody would have told you this story about him and all the girls and all that shit, and they didn't tell you what sport, you would have never picked golf. Golfers don't do shit like this.
Nah.
It's on golf-like. Like,
yeah.
You expect football players or basketball players to be out here cheating and shit, which they probably still are, but...
golfers probably
at the rate he was, like, he was drilling them. Not one dead in Arizona. On the Palm Beach. Like, nigga, you don't slow down. He ain't catch nothing. He ain't bring nothing back to his wife.
That we know.
We don't know. We don't know any of that.
Because she wouldn't even want to speak on that. That's embarrassing as hell.
Yeah, let
me not say that. I'll retract that last statement.
Yeah.
But damn.
But he's got that long money, so even if it did happen, it's probably either gone or was gone soon after.
Unless he met up with one of Usher's bitches that got the herpes.
True. Honestly, I don't think Usher and Tyga are fucking the same bitches. I think...
I don't think...
Nah, it's R. Kelly and Usher.
Yeah, remember? There you go.
No, it can't be. R. Kelly likes everyone that's still in middle school. We know this already. Still performing at Sweet 16.
Same girl was a lie?
The same girl was...
Damn, I didn't even think about that.
They had a song called Same Girl.
You know what? I gotta give a point on that one.
That was excellent.
That's before Usher knew. It was at that point he knew he fucked up. Oh, shit. Kelly was fucking...
Damn, she must be.
That's why... Damn, that's fucked up. Yeah, man. There's a lot of creeps out here in the industry. No matter what you do,
they
out there fucking. Football, basketball, golf.
Golf, yeah.
Entertainment, period.
Shit, we were talking about that with LeBron.
Yeah. I hate to... Yeah, I mean, he's such an outstanding person. I hate to even put this in the atmosphere. Nah, like if LeBron cheats or not.
He's getting popping.
But if he was,
he's very discreet about it.
What is the ramifications of that? Like,
yeah, because if it was found out, like say he had a Tiger Woods type situation, that would not look good on him.
Nah, that school would suffer for sure.
Everything would. But
what if he did already cheat and he had a kid too, and that kid is Zion Williamson? Then what?
Damn. That's
the that was deep.
Wow.
But then what, though? Uh-huh. But yeah, if LeBron was out there wilding, man, I think that would like, just ruin sports. Because it's a more popular sport over here. And this is, like I said before, you know, this is, like, an athlete that's, like, a generational athlete. Like, he's the Muhammad Ali
athlete of this era, like, that type of iconic.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very iconic. Global brand.
And the way, like, Michael Jordan, everyone knew he was cheating. No one cared.
Yeah, no one gave a shit.
His brand was smoking cigars, gambling.
Exactly. No one looked at Jordan like, oh, he's the good guy. He's the fairy tale, like, perfect guy.
He's the asshole that'll rip your heart out.
Hell fucking yeah. But that's what made him an assassin on the court and in them sheets. So, you know.
Yeah.
But LeBron puts out the image, like, recently, ever since he signed with the Lakers, his photos on Instagram and shit like that is always with his family, his kids.
Yeah.
So it's very family oriented and shit. So, like that's the image he's got out there. This good old clean cut. I'm just trying to play ball for the family and do other shit like that. But, nah, you expect it from certain people, but not him.
Not him. But he probably has a system. He's
getting it popping out.
It's you know.
They probably don't even communicate.
It's airtight.
Yeah. He has like a fourth or fifth person that handles the communication with his with his Johns.
But then he'll come out of nowhere though and DM a model.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, you know about that?
Nah.
I think twice, but at least once. One time, I think twice he DM'd people, but one time it was this woman.
And what'd they say?
She was a model from like Texas or some shit. She was hunting. And she put on Twitter that she was hunting. And then he messaged her like, oh my God, you're hunting? And she was telling him a long story about how she was chasing some animal down and almost got him. And he was like, no way. Like, he was like, he was like interacting with her.
He was trying to play it off like he was having a regular conversation.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
In the DMs, like.
We see you, LeBron.
We know you deleted the other messages.
He was throwing out the line.
Yeah. And of course, she just shared it. I always feel like that's a little like, if you got that moment with a star,
don't screenshot and share
it to everybody. Like, come on, that's corny.
That's whack. That's whack as hell.
But people are like that nowadays, man.
Because they want that attention that it comes with that.
Yeah.
This iconic guy just fucking DM'd me talking about trying to have small talk. Well, we really know what he meant. Fuck out of here. Just
keep that, man.
And what was the other one? What did he do with the other?
I forget. It was something like that. He slid into someone's DM.
She like Instagram or liked something. Her picture or something, and then like commented or slid in her DM saying that it was a nice comment. Picture.
No. He doesn't slide in the DMs. He travels in the DMs. Get it?
Yeah. He Euro steps in.
Euro stepping in DMs all summer. That nigga, wow.
Yeah.
He's too rich to not have more than one phone, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, he could have multiple phones, dummy phones. You know what I'm saying? He ain't saying it's Bron. He probably got, like, an alias, like, call me Zorro or some dumb shit like that.
How you can have two phones around your around your
he
wife.
He ain't gonna have a phone on him.
It's in the car.
His man's got the phone. Whoever that man's is.
I told you that's the man's that's
in
the
his
dude.
House. In his own house, he got a man's just.
No. He got that. He got the flunkies. You know, I didn't want to say it, but you know the flunkies. You know the posse that Phil Jackson was talking
he
about.
He texts the homie and is just like, "Yo, text our girlfriend me and tell her when we need to meet up here."
Tell her the height.
He doesn't have the phone.
Yeah.
Someone has it, controlling it.
Yeah.
And maybe he could control it from his phone. We talking about rich people. They could work that out. Like, yeah. He could go into an app to control that phone from his phone.
Damn, that's elaborate.
But I bet you, and then
all them times he's saying he's putting in work. He's probably putting in that other type of work.
And it's just sitting at his man's house charging all the time. It's just in the closet charging. Just
collecting messages and shit like that.
Yeah.
And weird rendezvous spots. Just wanted to say rendezvous, but they meet up as stupid. Let's meet at the spa. You know, on Crenshaw and shit like this. Meet at the Chicken Shack.
Yeah.
Like, just stupid shit. But I believe...
And no phones. I know, like, wherever it goes down, it's a no phone rule.
You got a security guard.
They got the wand. They want to make sure you got a phone on you.
Watch, she gonna run into some 007 chick. She was like...
Caught you, bitch.
Yep. Her underwear's gonna have, like, a recorder on it or some
her
shit.
Glasses or something. She gonna sit right in the nightstand.
Nah, he don't mess with girls with glasses. He ahead of the game. See, he don't fuck with that. Can't have no glasses. No pens allowed. Yeah. What you need to write? Like, that nigga, wow.
Damn.
Shout out to these LeBron
team
members.
Why are
you
making this story up about the... I feel, it's called
this
a
is facts,
up, man.
Nah, fuck that. This
these are alternative facts. Hey, ain't this what Trump doing?
Yo, no, you're right.
We just following the trend.
We know
he set out for
it's
us.
Not even fun to talk about if Trump is a cheater or not.
We already know it's facts.
We expect that. If he's not cheating, it's like...
It's on
that's
the
problem. What's wrong with you? You lost it?
It's on 60 Minutes. First lady and that's it?
Obama though, Obama didn't.
Nah,
cheat.
For sure. I don't think he's ever cheated in life.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama, he would be the most hated man in America.
Yeah.
Like that, she's more popular than him. I think it's not even close. To be honest,
definitely
with you.
With black people, she is.
Yes. Yeah. So you cheating on that? You a dumb motherfucker. And I know he got a good education and shit. He was the president, not for no reason. So
and he knew fucking way back in the '80s he wanted to be president and had the discipline. He has a discipline not to mess around. I just think he doesn't cheat.
Yeah.
Because they would tell.
Oh, for
hell
sure.
Hell yeah. She going to turn real black on his ass.
You know they sent him decoys, too, like, throughout the years. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
He got the Secret Service of Life now, so you know he got, like...
Oh, like he... Didn't they do that Undercover Brother?
Yeah.
They sent decoys.
Yeah.
You know they did. It's just like that. That's how they going to do him.
Black man's kryptonite.
And that was Boys Trip. Don't forget, we come with a new episode Monday through Friday. Yes, Boys Trip is every day. See you tomorrow. Bye!